juxtapose, to compare and contrast two concepts while on the roam in Jacksonville, Florida.
You're caught in a mix. Welcome to Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios.
This show is called Juxtapose. We're here to ask you, are you a native?
First coast of the new world where distant travelers first roam, to the bold city of the south where only locals considered it home. As we enter the new shift, new people travel at will to migrate to a place they call home, Jacksonville.
This show is called Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Keisha.
And we'll be
your host to the city.
Hey Keisha, I'm really excited about today's topic.
What's that?
Figuring out what we want to be when you grow up.
Seriously, Josh, I don't think we ever figured that one out. But my motto is, we can sure have fun trying.
Last week, Cindy Caldwell shared some of the challenges and opportunities our school systems face today, particularly K-12 schools during the pandemic. She talked about what we need to do to shape our curriculum to address different learning styles. As a student pursuing a creative career, I appreciate her views. I prefer hands-on learning over online teaching myself. What about you?
Yeah, me, I honestly like both ways. I like the hybrid classes and I also like going in. The hybrid classes are good when I want to just take my time and learn as I please. But when I want to go in on campus and have that one-on-one time, it's basically for a harder class. So today we're going to talk to Charlie Guillaume and Connor Pumphrey to understand how education has shaped their journey so far.
Charlie moved here when she was in elementary school. She is currently a student at FSCJ and works several part-time gigs, including as a multimedia designer at Mix Theory Studios.
Pretty excited. I decided to actually dive in before I graduate. My major is digital media and multimedia tech. I think I'm a junior at this point. I stopped and started school again, so now I'm just like getting the courses done. I know I have around a year and a half left at the most. So junior, senior-ish, depending on who you're asking. We have a few classes which are broadcasting, video production, time lapse. You know, you like take 300 pictures, condense it, and then make like a 5-second video. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing classes with this, but I actually want to do it in the real world where it's not a project that you get a grade for. It's just something that you do and you can like learn and build off of it. I want to ultimately make a musical. I was literally listening to show tunes in the car on the way here. Annie is my favorite musical. It's one of the best. I love the fact that with musicals, as they're singing, they're telling the story, which is a part of the bigger picture, and it all just entwines. So I feel like it's gonna involve a lot of different things. And with everything that I'm learning in school, I'm realizing I can incorporate a bunch of different aspects and have it be something else, basically.
I really connected with what Charlie said. I'm a digital video production major at UNF, and everything that I'm learning is incredibly applicable to all the stuff I'm doing here at Mix Theory Studios, so it just makes sense. Like, for example, my journalism classes last semester really helped me with script writing for the podcast and stuff like that. So it's really cool to find real-world applications when you're going to school to further your learning. And not to mention, getting paid is pretty awesome, too.
There is something to be said for learning as you go. I feel that is something that I took away from the military for sure. But school is not for everyone. Connor, a native of Jacksonville and entrepreneur, shared a different view on how he's made his way in his hometown.
School and I have never clicked. I'm sitting in a chair for a long time. People saying you can't go to the bathroom, you gotta go to the bathroom. Things like that, like, not my speed. Went to Duval Virtual and graduated, but I never went and got my diploma. I did a little FSCJ at Kent Campus, did that for like a year, paid it all out of pocket, and then I was like, once again, It finally clicked that time for real. I was like, all right, stop trying to go to school, dude. Jacksonville is one of the largest places landmass-wise, so there's room for everyone, right? So to have a competitive like fierceness about yourself, while it's super beneficial and will get you super far, like it's a nice place because you can succeed without having to go the fierce route of competition. And that doesn't mean you can't be good and can't do great things and be competitive, but Jacksonville's got a lot of space where a lot of dreams can come true. So you don't need to try to cut someone else out just to get yours. And Jacksonville's a place for dreamers and doers. And so if you're in that category, then like you can do a lot here. So I guess I'm a full-time doer. I'm a full-time community member, full-time resident. And I would say, I guess, I don't want to say necessarily activist per se, right? Because that word thrown around a lot nowadays, but I'm out in the field working on projects that are larger than myself. You can do a lot of like community initiative projects here because people like to help out.
I think it's important to be both a dreamer and a doer. I think it's important to have big aspirations and big ideas, and I think Connor has a lot of those, but it's just as equally important to be able to succeed in those things to actually make your dreams come to fruition.
You know, Josh, maybe you're right. You just got to be both, a dreamer and a doer. I mean, otherwise, you may never reach your potential.
Yeah, absolutely, particularly in the creative career field. On our next episode, we talk with Emily and Zach from the roaming band Future Joy and the inspirations behind their music.
Jacksonville, Florida was founded in 1822, and it's time to celebrate the city's bicentennial birthday. 200 years of business, art, education, and industry are coming to the forefront, celebrating history and pushing forward. The Jacksonville Historical Society and community are banding together to host programs, events, promoting local talent and businesses just for this occasion. If you're an artist who would like to get involved in some of the art events happening on June 11th, reach out to Ron Episcopo at 954-857-4831 or the Art Center Cooperative at tacjacksonville.org.
Hey, here's a shout out to our guests, Charlie and Connor, for speaking with us during the Brunch and Boogie pop-up event at Ruby Beach Brewing, and for you to continue to listen to us and support Jaxtapose, an MTS original podcast.
What's your story? Is Jacksonville your home? Or have you been drawn to Duval for the possibilities unknown? As a native art transplant, what does River City mean to you? Maybe you'll catch us next time to share your local view.
We also want to thank our production team, Dante Belton,
Vince Locke,
Lakeisha Willis, and Josh Cuellar.
And our creative director, Shannon Vivar, our in-house producers, Punch Boy, and DJ PM with DJ Cap on the mic.
Check out mtsjax.fm for transcripts and sources of statistics mentioned in this episode. If you like what you've been listening to, consider donating to buymeacoffee.com/jaxopposeteam.